listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome all of you to our online worship service. Ako po si Romel, and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. And in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. No? And really, we are very thankful to the Lord, for He is indeed answering our prayers. No? Tayo po ay nananalangin at patuloy na mananalangin. Ano? Believing na bumaba na po yung mga cases natin dito sa ating bansa, sa NCR. And the Lord has really answered our prayers, no? From ECQ to alert level 4 to now alert level 3, no, hanggang sa November 15. And we are continually believing God na patuloy pong bumaba, no, yung cases, at patuloy na mawala, no, at lalo pa pong bumaba ang cases natin sa COVID-19. At ito po ang kadahilanan, no, kung bakit po tayo ngayon ay nagmi-meet na po tayo dito sa ating center every Sunday, no, and we are slowly and carefully restoring what is essential to our church life, the in-person gathering of the church, no. At kaya kung kayo po ay 18 years old, no, pataas, no, at kayo po ay fully vaccinated, we would really like to invite you to join us here, okay, to gather together right here in our center. No, we are a gathered church, okay, an embodied church, no. So kaya po, no, we are inviting you to please join us and let's worship God together in person. Let us take this opportunity to gather once again and worship God together. Ano? And so, slowly rin po, no, nabubuksan na rin po ang iba't ibang establishmento, mga iba't ibang business, nadadagdagan na po ang mga trabaho. No? Yay! Grabe! Thank God! No? And we have been praying and believing God for the restoration of our economy, no. Kapag po nakakapanood po ako ng balita, no, lalo na po sa Amerika, no. I mean, grabe po ang NBA doon, ano, yung basketball, no. Parang normal na po yung buhay doon, ano. May mga tao na po, may mga audience na po sila sa mga stadium, coliseum, at yan po yung pinapanalangin natin, ano, a restoration of our normal lives. Amen. Because this pandemic is actually not normal. Hindi po to normal, ano? Hindi po to normal ang ganitong klaseng buhay na tayo po ay magkakalayo, 'di ba? Parang napaka-restricted po ng ating pagkikita. Kapag nagkikita-kita naman po tayo, 'di ba? Naka-mask pa tayo, naka-face mask pa, naka-face shield. Okay, ang hirap po mag-usap, no? And yes, we are thankful to God for technology, for the learning, for the realization that this pandemic has brought us. But man, I long for that day na pwede na po tayong tumambay sa isang coffee shop, no, kahit sa kanto, do, mag-fellowship with people, laugh your heart out, di ba, na wala pong mga mask, no, and to be able to shake hands with people, hug people, pat people at the back without any hesitation at all, no. Yung makauwi po ng probinsya, no, lalo na ngayon, di ba, bakasyon, long weekend, makauwi ng probinsya para makita ang mga lolo, lola, mga kamag-anak, mga magulang, kay makatambay sa bahay ng kaibigan, di ba, mag-travel. I mean, this pandemic has taken a lot. Tama po ba? It has taken a lot from our lives. We have lost some times. We have lost some precious people, loved ones, relationships, our social lives, our mental health. I mean, it has taken a lot of jobs and businesses and opportunities. I mean, the enemy has devoured and destroyed so much in our lives, in our nation. And yet, we are believing God for a restoration. That whatever the enemy has stolen, He will bring it back to us fourfold. Amen. I mean, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came, Jesus says, that they may have life and have it abundantly. No? Gusto ko po yung translation niya sa Tagalog na dumadating po ang magnanakaw. Ang ating kaaway, no, para lamang magnakaw, pumatay at mangwasak, no. Ayun po yung kanyang goal, yan po yung kanyang mission, no. Ngunit, okay, dumating ang Diyos. Dumating si Jesucristo upang magkaroon ang mga tao ng buhay na ganap. Jesus came not to destroy us but to give us an abundant life. Amen. And that is the mission of God, that He will give us life and have that life abundantly, a life in abundance to the full until it overflows. Yan po ang promise ni God sa atin. And some of us needs to hear that, no? Yung iba po sa atin kailangan marinig yan, that Jesus came here not to destroy you, not to let you suffer in this life. Of course, sufferings will come, but that's not the end. Okay? Jesus came so that He might give us life and have it to the full. And guess what? When this pandemic came, that didn't change the plan of God. The plan of God for you did not change. The purposes of God in your life did not change because of this pandemic. The mission of God in your life did not change because of this pandemic. And so let us dream again. Amen. Let us dream again. Let us go back to the promises of God and the dreams that God has given us pre-pandemic, and let's pursue it. Diba? I-pursue po natin yung mga binigay po sa atin ni Lord na mga dreams and goals in our lives. Why? Because Jesus came not to destroy us, but to give us life. An abundant life. No? Though we have lost a lot. No? We have lost a lot during this season. We can take heart. We can be of good courage. We can have hope because we are serving God who restores. Amen. We are serving God who restores. God has limitless power to restore anything that has been lost or broken. God has limitless power. Diba? Unlimited po ang kapangyarihan ng Panginoon para i-restore po yung mga bagay-bagay. Okay, that has been broken or lost in our lives. And when God restores, it is much, much better than before. No? And so, restoration. No? Ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong araw na to. No? And let me read to you our text in Isaiah 49, verses 8 to 16. Thus says the Lord, in time of favor, I have answered you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those who are in darkness, appear. They shall feed along the waste, on all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highway shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Seir. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted His people and will have compassion on His afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even this may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. This is the word of the Lord. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that we could be of good cheer, we could be of good courage because of your promise, restoration for your people through your servant. And so, Lord, would you speak to us today? In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Now, just to give us a background, no, again, we have been talking about this for the last 4 weeks. Okay, 6 weeks, kasama pa yung unang part natin dito. And Israel, because of their sins and faithfulness and rebellion to the Lord, was severely punished by God. No? Sila po ay pinarusahan. Judgment came upon them. Their country was destroyed. God's temple was in ruin. Their people was in exile. Her sons and daughters have been carried off in captivity by her enemies. And at that time, no, once you're exiled, you're gone. I mean, your people will be gone, your nation will be gone, your identity will be gone. Remember the 10 tribes of Israel that was conquered by the Assyrians? I mean, they were gone. They weren't able to return. They weren't able to come back to their land. And Judah, okay, the southern kingdom part of Israel, witnessed it for themselves. Alam nila na kapag ikaw ay na-exile na, I mean, your lineage is gone, your people is gone, your nation is gone. And they may be still alive living in Babylon, but those Israelites who are in captivity will grow not to become a true-blooded Israelites. They will become true Babylonians. They will become good Babylonians. I mean, their culture, their language, their people, their identity, their faith, I mean, all of those will be integrated into the Babylonian culture. That people, the Israelite people in Babylon, will be assimilated into the Babylonian culture. And so, yun po yung iniisip nila, man, we're exiled. I mean, we're gone. And so they were in despair. They were disheartened. They were lost and broken. But here in Isaiah 49, we're introduced, okay, to the servant of the Lord. That through the servant of the Lord, God promised to restore His people. Okay, and this is indeed the good news, that through the servant of the Lord, God promised to restore His people in verses 8 to 9. This is what the Lord says, I will answer you in the time of favor. This is the Lord, okay, speaking to the servant of the Lord, that I will answer you in a time of favor. I will help you in the day of salvation. I will keep you. I will appoint you. And this is His mission, that He will be a covenant for the people. For what purpose? To restore the land, to make them possess the desolate inheritances, saying to the prisoners, come out, and to those who are in darkness, show yourselves, appear. And so ito po yung pangako ng Panginoon, that God promised to His people to restore their freedom, to restore their inheritance, and to restore their land. Grabe po, napakaganda po nung pangako na to. Okay, to the Judean people, God promised them that they would be free, that they will come back from exile in Babylon. They will come back to their own city. They would possess their land, their inheritance, and they will become a people once again. Living in a foreign land as exiles, I mean, the Jews face a lot of uncertain future. They didn't know what would happen to them as a people, but God promised that He would set them from captivity, and that they would return to their own land, to their own inheritance. Not only that, no, God promised to restore provision and protection to His people. Verses 9 to 10, they shall feed along the ways. On all bare heights shall be their pastures, and they shall not hunger or thirst. Grabe to, no? Napakagandang pangako. That no matter how barren and dry their circumstances may be, no matter how bleak they may be, as they return from exile to their own land, God will be there. God will supply every need of His people. Along the ways, on bare heights shall be their pasture. They don't have to go to the left nor to the right. Right there on the road will be the provision of God for His people. God will supply every need of His people. Verses 10 to 11, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them, or he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them, and I will make all my mountains a road, and my highway shall be raised up. Ano po yung sabihin to? That God will guide and protect His people. No, at ang makikita po natin ditong picture, no, parang yung shepherds sa Psalm 23. Okay, and their experience, okay, during the Exodus, that God was there guiding them and leading them and protecting them as with a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Yes, the road may be difficult through deserts and over mountains, but God promised, excuse me, God promised that through these hardships and difficulties, God will lead them. God will lead them, amen, because it is God who is going to lead them and guide them. He will provide for them. He will protect them. God will care for His people. They will definitely be able to go back to their promised land and become as a nation. And this is the promise of God for Israel, for Zion. And I believe it is also for us today. The Lord is committed to restore His people. The Lord is committed to restore His people. We are seemingly like in exile. We seemingly like in prison because of this pandemic. But the Lord is committed to restore His people. No? And I just can't help but think of the story of Job. When every time we would talk about restoration, man, Job would always come to my mind. Why? Because in one day, si Job po, no, lost his children along with all his possessions and wealth. And shortly after that, he was afflicted with a horrible skin disease. And hindi po ito maintindihan ni Job. No? Ano, why does he have to suffer so much? I mean, he was just expressing his heartaches over the situation, and at times he was being impatient regarding how long will the Lord restore him. Yet through it all, God continually trusted and surrendered to the will of the Lord. Just continually looking to God, trusting God to restore him, surrendering his life and his will to the Lord. And what did the Lord do? Job 42 verses 10 and 12 says, when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. Amen? In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. That's how committed the Lord is to restore his people. Verse 12 would say, so the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. Amen. I mean, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to happen in our lives, that the latter part of our lives, that our post-pandemic life, and that could even start today, that our life would even be more than in the beginning. Why? Because God is committed. Amen. God is committed to restore His people. God gave Job a double portion of all he'd lost, restored his marriage, his relationships, given him a new household of children, allowed him to live a long and full life. Why? Because God is committed. God is committed through His servant to restore His people. And you may be in a place of affliction and trouble or suffering today. You may feel your loss, alone and probably broken. You see, God can take broken pieces of our lives and put them back together to restore them and make them whole again. Whether it's our hearts, it's our finances, it's our relationship, it's our emotion, our careers, or even our whole lives, God always has a plan to heal and to restore. God always has a plan to heal and to restore. Grabe po, no? Ganyan po ka-committed si Lord. And you may have lost a lot during this pandemic, but God always has a plan to heal and to restore. Amen? But you see, more than the earthly and the temporal restoration of things in our lives, see, God is committed to much more. God is committed to much more. God promised to restore His people back to Him. God promised to restore His people back to Him. You see, Israel's real problem was not captivity from Babylon. Israel's real problem was alienation from God. It was their captivity from their sins, no? Yan po yung problema ng mga Israel. Hindi po dahil po sila ay nadala ng mga Babylon, dahil malakas po yung Babylon. No, the reason why they were in captivity was because of their sin, because of their unfaithfulness, because of their rebellion. I mean, what good is it that they are back in the promised land, being their own people, a nation, enjoying their inheritance, but still far, far away from the Lord? And that's why when God promised to release them from captivity, leading them back to their land, it is a picture of God setting them free from the bondage of sin, from spiritual blindness. Okay? God was just leading them back into His presence. Yes, God's presence. Yes, God will restore their land. God will restore their inheritance, their freedom. There will be provision, there will be protection, di ba? Bonus na lang po yung mga to. But God's ultimate goal is to restore people back to Himself. It is to restore people back to Himself. The greatest restoration that God is after is the restoration of the relationship of His people back to Himself. Grabe po, no? And that's why when God promised this, no, because of this promised restoration, even the whole creation rejoices. No, Isaiah 49 verse 13 says, "Sing for joy. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing." Grabe, no? Heaven, earth, mountains. Grabe, sila po ay nagbibigay ng papuri. Nagagalak po sila sapagkat kakaawaan at aaliwin ng Panginoon ang kanyang mga mamamayang nahihirapan. Why? Because God will restore His people back to Himself. And you may ask, bakit ito gagawin ni Lord? For the Lord has comforted His people and He will have compassion on His afflicted. Why will God restore His people? You know why? Not because those people are good. Not because we're good. It is because God is good. It is because God is compassionate. God feels the sorrow of His people because of the oppression that the enemy has placed upon them. Diba nakikita po ni Lord at random po ni Lord ang mga pinagdadaanan nila. No? Sabi nga po ni Pastor Alfred last week, alam ni Lord ang ganap sa buhay mo. I mean, He sees you, He feels you. The Lord will have compassion on the afflicted and He will comfort them. No? Grabe po, napakaganda pong balita niyan. And yet, in the midst of all of this, in the midst of this great news of restoration, here's the response of the people. Ito po yung naging response po nila. Verse 14. But Zion said, "What the people of God said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." That in spite of the promises from the Lord, the people say it is useless. God has put them away. He has no concern for them. Pinabayaan na kami ng Panginoon. Nakalimutan na niya kami. They may be thinking, it is one thing to go back home. But it is quite another to go back to an offended, holy God. Nang dahil sa aming mga kasalanan, baka pinabayaan na kami ni Lord. Baka kinalimutan na kami ni Lord. Zion, God's people were saying, these are all nice promises for sure. But in reality, it has nothing to do with us because God has given up on us. Yan po yung kanilang paniniwala, no? In spite of the good promises of God, in spite of the promised restoration of their land, of their inheritance, having their freedom, the Lord restoring them back to Himself, they question God. And saying, "Lord, nakalimutan mo na kami." Magaganda yung mga pangako na yan, Panginoon, pero baka hindi applicable sa amin. And probably some of you are thinking like that today. But with all the things that had happened during this pandemic, probably you have lost a lot and you may thinking, "Yeah, ang gaganda ng mga pangako ng Panginoon." But maybe it's not for me. Maybe the Lord has forgotten me. And here's the response of God. Verses 15 to 16. "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even this may forget, yet I will not forget you." They were questioning, "Lord, nakalimutan mo na kami." And yet sabi ni Lord, "I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." No? Ito po yung sinabi ng Panginoon. Binigyan po niya yung mga Judean ng tatlong picture. Okay, just to assure them that He has not forgotten them. that He loved them still, no matter that in spite of their unfaithfulness, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of their sin, the Lord has not forgotten them. No, it's a picture of the mother and child. God uses the strongest images of personal attachment to declare that He has not forgotten nor forsaken His people. That even if some mothers forget, God does not forget His people. And you know what it means? God's attachment to you and I is more than a mother's attachment to her baby. Grabe po yung band ng nanay. Diba? Sa isang bata, sa isang sanggol. And yet, God is saying to us, God's bond to you and I is much stronger than that. That's how strong God's love is for you and me. Though a mother will forget her child, God will not. God will not forget you. Relatives may forget us. Diba? Friends may forget us. Our church community may forget us. But God will not forget His people. God will not forget you. He thinks of you at this very moment as lovingly and carefully as from all eternity. Sabi nga po ni Winslow, no? Once in the thoughts of your covenant God, you are in those thoughts forever. Hindi ka nawawala sa isip ng Diyos. You are forever in the mind of God and nothing would be able to change that. First picture, mother and child. Second picture, you are engraved on the palm of His hands. No? Kapag po meron po tayong mga importanteng bagay, okay, at least I could say that probably 5 times in my life I have done this na may mga importante po tayong bagay na ayaw po nating makalimutan. Ano pong ginagawa natin? Minsan sinusulat po natin yan. Okay, ng ballpen sa ating mga palad. Pero kapag pawisin po tayo, okay? O kaya ngayon, pandemic, di ba? Mahilig tayo maghugas ng kamay, di ba? I mean, we would always wash our hands, put alcohol, nabubura po yung reminder na nakasulat sa ating mga palad. Sapagkat temporary lang po yung ink ng ballpen. But you see, you are so important to God that your name is eternally etched, permanently written, permanently engraven on the palm of His hand. Parang tinato yan sa kamay ng Diyos yung pangalan mo. And that's why you will never ever be forgotten. When God, who needs no help with His memory, engraves us on the palm of His hand, we are on His palms as eternal reminders. God cannot do any work without seeing your names on it. God always acts for the best interests and welfare of His people. Why? Because you are eternally etched, eternally and permanently engraven on the palm of His hand. That whatever the Lord will do, He would forever and always see your name written at the palm of His hand. You see, God cannot forget any of His people. Sorrowful or sinful though we may be. Minsan naisip natin, wala nakakaalala sa atin. Ano? Pero si Lord, hindi niya tayo nakakalimutan. Such is the bond and attachment of God to you and I. Di ba yung iba nga, pinapatato pa yung face, yung pangalan, para hindi makalimutan. Ganun po ang ginawa ng Lord sa bawat isa sa atin. We are engraven at the palm of His hand so that God will never, ever forget us. Our loyalties may change. Our loves probably may change. Not so with God. We are inscribed on the palm of God's hand and God does not forget His people. We may be cast down, but we will never ever be cast away by God. Why? Because our names are permanently, eternally etched, engraven, written on the palm of His hands. Third picture. To convince us, Okay, that God is committed to restore His people. Your walls are continually before me, no? So akala ng mga tao, di ba, they were deeply affected because the walls of Jerusalem, they were in ruin. And yet, ang sabi ni Lord, your walls, your cities are continually before me. Your walls are forever before me. Wherever God would look, wherever God would stare at something, the walls of the city of Jerusalem is always before Him. Kahit saan po siya magpunta, kahit ano po ang ginagawa niya, nakikita niya. The walls. He always see the walls of the city of Jerusalem. And that's why hindi niya makakalimutan ang kanyang mga tao. And this is God's unfailing love for His people. Grabe po, no? Grabe po, ganun kasarap. Yung pagmamahal sa atin ng Diyos. Such strong and unfailing the love of God is for His people. A love that never forgets, but a love that's always ready to forgive, ready to redeem, and ready to restore. In spite of our unfaithfulness, God says, I will not forget you. In spite of our sins, God says, I will not forget you. In spite of our rebellion, God says, I will not forget you. In spite of our unbelief and doubt, and questioning God of the things that we don't understand, God says, I will never, ever forget you. I will never, ever forget you. Sabi nga ni Dr. John Oswald, judgment is not God's intended last word, but restoration. Judgment is not God's intended last word, but restoration. They may be in exile. Their city and temple in ruins. The walls are in ruins. But those are not meant to destroy them. Those are meant to restore them back to their compassionate and loving God. The Lord is committed to restore His people back to Himself. You see, you are unforgettable to the Lord. You are unforgettable to the Lord. He loves you. He has permanently identified Himself with you. He has set His eyes, His affection on you, and He will keep His promises to you. Why? Because He is committed to every single one of us as His people. We may feel abandoned and forgotten at times, but God will never, ever forget or forsake those who belong to Him. He will guide His people. He will provide for His people. He will protect His people and lead them back to Him. He will completely restore His people. Not only the earthly, temporary, material things in this world, but back to Himself. Could it be possible that the reason why we are experiencing this pandemic is that we have put so much of our trust, our significance, our security into the things of this world rather than to the Lord? And yes, we have lost a lot of things, things we're holding on. And yet I believe these are not meant to destroy us. These are meant to restore us back to the Lord. Amen. Judgment is not God's intended last word for you and I. It is restoration. Amen. That's just how good and loving our God is. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for who you are. Lord, thank you that you are compassionate. Lord, that you feel your people, Lord. Lord, you see the misery, the affliction of your people. And Lord, you don't just see, you act on behalf of your people to comfort them, to deliver them, to rescue them. And Lord, thank you that you are doing that to us today. Lord, that you came, Lord, not to destroy us, but to give us life and to have it abundantly. Lord, that's your desire. Lord, that's your goal. That has always been your mission, why you came down here on earth. It is not to destroy us. It is not to judge us. Lord, it is to restore us back to God and to give us life and have it abundantly. And Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, because, Lord, we have really experienced, Lord, your compassion and your love for us. Lord, that even in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this pandemic, Lord, you continually provide. Lord, you continually protect. Lord, you continue to heal and restore us, your people. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your commitment. Lord, to love us and to care for us. And yet, some of us today, Lord, Lord, some of us today have lost a lot. Lord, precious loved ones, precious time, precious opportunities. And probably some of us have lost our faith on your word, on your promises, and of who you are. But yet, Lord, thank you. Lord, that your unfailing love, Lord, it does not forget. Lord, it does not forget. It does not forget your promises. It does not forget your people. And it is always ready to forgive, ready to redeem, and ready to restore. And for some of us who are here who have lost a lot, would you come to the Lord today and really just pour out your hearts, all the heartaches and the pain, and probably the doubt and the fear, and probably you don't even know what to say, but just come to God and say, Lord, Lord, this is what I feel. These are the things that I have lost. Lord, I am broken. Lord, it's just hard to put all things back together. Lord, I am at loss. And yet, I believe the Lord is here. I believe the Lord is ministering to you right now. Would you allow the Lord to put you back together, to make you whole, to restore you, to heal you of whatever pains and brokenness you may be feeling today? Why? Because the Lord is committed. The Lord is committed to restore you, to bring you back. Even that faith that once was so alive and so on fire and so excited to meet God, the Lord is committed to bring you back to Him. Would you come to the Lord today and just pour out your heart to Him and say, Lord, I am broken. Lord, I am at loss. I am in pain. But Lord, I am coming to you today, Lord, knowing that you are committed to restore your people, to put people back together, to make them whole. And Lord, would you come? Would you come to me and just restore me? Lord, restore my heart. Lord, restore my faith. Lord, restore my emotion. Lord, restore, Lord, my mind, God. Lord, restore even relationship. Ships that has been gone cold, and because of the distance and because of being far away, Lord, would you restore your people today? Lord, would you even restore lost opportunities, lost jobs, Lord, lost businesses in the name of Jesus? Lord, that indeed, Lord, that the second half of our life will be even blessed double than the first half of our lives, God. Lord, we claim what you have done in the life of Job. And Lord, thank you that the glory of the latter will be even much greater than the glory of the former. Lord, thank you for the restoration that you are doing. you will continually do and what you will, Lord God, that what will transpire, Lord God, even in the coming days of our lives, Lord, we are expectant. Lord, thank you for the promise in John 10:10. Though the steal, that enemy would come to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord Jesus, you have come to give us life and have it abundantly, Lord. Thank you for the promise. Thank you for that word. Lord, would you continue to strengthen and encourage your people today, Lord. Bring forth a restoration. Lord, restore your people. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. You know, if you're here, restoration begins and ends with Jesus. The servant that we're talking about, the servant of the Lord, okay, that would restore the land, that would restore the inheritance, it is Jesus. Restoration begins and ends with Jesus. And if you're here, and yet you're believing God for restoration to happen in your life, you may have lost a lot, but the greatest restoration that God would want to do in your life is that you would be restored back to God. Would you come to the Lord today in humility and in repentance and say, Lord, I am far away from you. But Lord, thank you that today, Lord, you're calling me back. Lord, you're calling me to be reconciled back to you. And even today, Lord, I'm surrendering my life to you. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, would you restore me and my relationship to our Heavenly Father? Lord, thank you. Lord, that even I surrendered my life to you, Lord, you would continue to restore and put my life back together. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, okay lang po ba sa comment section, maglagay po kayo ng prayer emoji, okay? Or you just write there, pray, okay? And our leaders, our pastors, okay, our staff and campus missionaries will contact you to explain to you more about the decision that we have made. And even as we close our service today, you know what, for those of you who are already restored back to God, one of the greatest messages that we can share the broken world out there is that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, to restore lost people back to our Heavenly Father. Let us be those kind of people who would bring forth and extend that restoration that God has enabled us to experience. Amen. Let's go out there and preach the good news of the message of Jesus Christ that restores people back to God. Amen. Let's just end with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your promises. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we would continually experience the restoration that comes from you. And enable us that even as we have experienced and continue to experience your goodness in our lives, Lord, we will go out there, Lord, and preach the message of reconciliation that would restore people back to you. Lord, would you bless your people? Lord, would you enable them, Lord God, to make your face shine upon them and be gracious to them and grant them peace? In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.